Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea. So, what's on our menu for today, Chelsea?
On our menu for today is another BTS episode, girl.
Ooh.
So, it's going to be a different kind of BTS episode today. But before anything else, don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at STSPodPH on Twitter. You can contact us at spillthesoju@gmail.com. Also join our Telegram community. And if you're here from another episode, we would love for you to rate and review our podcast as well, wherever you're streaming this right now. All right. Hello, BTS fans.
Hello.
Hello, armies listening. Hello, Cades.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Today, as you can see from our title, we will be discussing the trends that BTS started and popularized. So, we're celebrating 10 years since BTS debuted. It's been that long.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. So, with that 10 years, they've gone so far. We're just going to be starting the episode on the trends that they started. So K-pop is always changing and it's brutal. Literally brutal for those who cannot keep up. But then again, keeping up with the trend is one thing. But actually starting them is a whole other thing. And BTS is one of the most influential K-pop groups today.
If not the most influential
groups who have started trends in K-pop that is still done by many companies and groups up to this day. So, full disclosure, we'll be basing this episode off an article from sportskeeda.com written by Vae Dehi, which is also linked down below. So if you need anything to refer to, you can refer to it down below. But we won't be following that to the T. So we've made some modifications. We've also added some from our own. So yeah, we'll go ahead and get started. So the first is social media. So, if you're coming from our Generations episode, we discuss this, and BTS is part of the third gen, which is, you know, that's when they started
using
social media.
Like idols or companies started making official accounts for the groups.
Yes.
And then going on Twitter.
Yes.
But I think like BTS were one of the ones that actually actively used their Twitter and also YouTube.
Mm. Yeah, I was gonna say, because before, the only way companies were present on social media was through official accounts that the admins are the one posting, like puro announcements, schedules.
Yeah, puro announcements.
But it was BTS, like sobrang clear sa akin, it was BTS really the ones using
the accounts.
Like
sila mismo BTS Jin. BTS V. BTS Jimin.
Yes.
And then they would post selkas themselves.
And they were posting vlogs. They were doing
Bangtan bombs.
They were doing live streams on YouTube.
I think, did they also do mention parties? Did they do that a lot or not so much? Just posting?
I don't remember. I think they were just always updating.
Mostly posting. Yeah.
And, you know, I think this is also coming from the fact that Big Hit then was actually just a small company. So they didn't have any funds to promote traditionally, like, like on shows and all of that.
Right.
So they decided, like, you know,
they took to social media.
So it was both cost efficient, but it played to their, you know, advantage.
Because
it had a very wide reach.
I didn't think they really expect the next.
Because
at that time, it wasn't that big. Like, social media wasn't that big. They made it.
True.
They made K-pop.
True.
I mean, Stan Twitter was like starting that time. Because I remember, I specifically remember I made my Stan Twitter 2012.
Yes, same.
But, of course, same tayo.
Sabay tayo.
But like, you know, we started the Tumblr.
Stop.
We started with Tumblr. But like, Twitter didn't really blow up until like 2013.
Yes,
2013.
Agree,
but
agree.
We already had like our own Stan Twitters 2012. We barely had like any. We only had each other noon.
It was usually just for the fans. Hindi kasamang artists noon eh. Bale, kayo lang noon. But But
yeah, and fan sites. Actually, we made Twitter accounts to get updates.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think even then, kita mo na that Big Hit was good at studying fan behavior because they know what, you know, where the fans were, yeah, what they were doing. And during right. then palang, like even, they were smart that way. I gotta give it to them, honestly. I gotta give it to them. That though I'm pretty sure they're also surprised by it. It worked. And you know, ang complain ko lang, I wish they were still doing, you know, vlogs and Bangtan bombs. I miss that.
I miss that. But then again, lagi pa rin naman nagla-live.
Lagi naman nagla-live. True. Jungko.
And they also have like a lot of they all have like solo.
Yes.
Like Suchita.
Yeah.
Suchita.
Yes, so, a lot of that. And
I can't help but miss the old days.
Diba? Very raw, very unfiltered.
Yeah.
Na, ano?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first. And now let's go to another one, which I also hate that it became a thing. It has held us hostage since it started. And that is trilogies or like a series of album releases. So this was already, I think other groups were doing this, I'm not sure, but
I think mostly lang yung mga individual covers.
Yes, yes, mga those, ganon.
But album trilogies, I can't, like top of my head, I can't remember any older groups that did it before.
Yes, so
yes, but if there was, I'm sorry.
Yes,
please let me know.
If there was, I'm pretty sure there probably, because there's so many things happening in K-pop, we can't keep track of all of them.
Yeah.
But one thing's for sure is that BTS played
popularized it.
Like with their Love Yourself series, it just boomed. Like parang it was one after another, but they were still connected. And then, wala, nakaka-stress.
Kaya, yeah. Buti na lang nung time na yun, wala talagang pera.
Tama. Like, kasi kung ano na kaya nagawa natin.
As a high school student, sobrang wala akong pera nun. So, para ko enjoy lang ako dun sa story.
Yes! Ah! Which is the next part. I love it!
Galay na kasi, transition.
Tama. I love that. Tama. So, it's actually intertwined. Like, trilogies and storylines.
Storylines that they started the trend of.
But, mostly on storylines. Yun talaga.
Yun talaga. Yun talaga.
Yun talaga. There are groups before who debuted with concepts, with the whole, all of that. But it was BTS. Whether you like it or not, they played something right with the storyline.
They did, like, it was very, it literally storytelling. They were
sobra.
Literally
sobra.
Storytelling. And then, that's, I mean, other, in the past, yung mga theories like with music videos, that has always been a thing.
Yes.
But this time, it was just like, sinong namatay? Oh my God.
Tama.
Tumalang si Jin dun sa ano.
Tama.
Ganun. Parang magkaaway si Hoseok tsaka si, si Yoongi tsaka si ganyan.
Yes.
Diba? Parang, oh my God, they're brothers.
Yes.
Parang,
it was, most of the time kasi yung mga ganyan, that's a one-off thing. It's just in the music video.
Hello, right.
B.A.B. But
one shot. Yes.
But it was BTS talaga. They continued. And they
continued
stuck
it.
With it.
Yeah.
Na parang, I remember it was I Need You. Yung I Need You. Sa I Need You nagsimula yung storyline. Yeah. And then fans were backtracking. And they were like, oh my God, since No More Dream pa pala to nangyayari.
Yeah! Parang ako.
The time I invested.
I never have the brain cell. Even for one music video, I never have the brain cell for that.
Same.
I just read. And I'm like, wow.
Diba? I just watch it when the theory's done na. So yung mga YouTube recap.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Or yung mga threads.
Tama tao sa Twitter. I remember in college, I asked my friend to like watch along with me a whole 30-minute video explaining Bangtan Universe. And it was so... Ang galing.
Ang galing.
And like, since then, so many groups have followed suit. Like, diba? Like TXT, Luna, and you know, sobrang...
And Hypen, I think.
And Hypen.
I think.
Hypen
or parang, alam ko connected yung yung two ano nila eh.
Basta.
Basta yun.
Yun. And it's, ang galing. Like, you really gotta give it to them.
Yeah. Ang galing whoever, like, directed.
Sobrang, like, oh my God. Sobrang big brain move. And then, you look at it from a marketing perspective. People will keep on watching to find more clues, thus ranking up the numbers
right,
of the video.
Older, yeah, even the older
even
videos.
The older videos. Kaya it's
ang galing. Nakakainis.
Like when you think of it that way, na parang shoot ang galing nila. Ayun, yung storylines ng BTS. That I think that played such a key role out of everything here.
And I think that also got them. That started the BTS. Ano?
Yes.
I know a lot of fans came in because of that. Because of that trilogy.
Tama.
And the storylines.
Tama. And rightfully so, because it's so intriguing. And then, ang ganda pa ng song. Tapos, ang galing. Because I, for sure, basta, you just, once you get hooked, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over, man. You're just gonna watch and watch and watch. And then, I think until today pa ba, connected siya.
Yeah.
Kaya,
I'm not sure.
I don't know na. Kasi, ang dami na nangyayari sa BTS, girl. Hindi na ako makakeep up.
But, Suga, August D has a trilogy also.
Sobra. And,
so,
it just,
he's following it.
And even, they, dude, just with the webtoon, they have their webtoons that connects. It's crazy. It's crazy, but who would have thought that it would, who would have thought? Yeah.
<Not me. laughs>
Next is it's another one. Not too deep, but they actually popularized Halloween dance practice videos. So, before...
Yung mga may concept na dance practice.
Yung iba, super nakakatakot. Yung iba, cute-cute lang. And, you know...
Oh, favorite ko yung mga naka-costume sila.
Oo. Kaya, it started
tapos
with...
Tapos tawa ng tawa si Tay. Favorite ko.
It started with the War of Hormone dance practice way back 2014. Just a disclaimer, they weren't the ones to start this. But, again, they popularized it. Like, talagang pinush nila to every year. Talagang mag Halloween dance practice sila. Though I wish, again, they continue doing this. But then, they're busy boys. It's understandable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, now, until now, idols of different groups are still doing Halloween dance practice videos. All because they did it too. So, in line with dance, isa pa tong...
Ito talaga. Like,
This one, I will thank BTS for, honestly. Like, this is next level.
This is something that tickles my brain.
Yeah. It's,
my body.
It's their mega crew performances. So,
you don't know what mega crew is. It's yung more than 20
performers, like, on stage.
Performers in one stage.
Mm-mm.
And that started, was it? No.
Yes, but no. Just remember that video where they were wearing
video,
all white, and then
backup dancers.
Backup dancers. Yes, all of that.
Tama
basta yon yung naka military, naka suit, naka whatever. That one.
It was for an award show.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
They also have an official video. Basta yon.
I remember watching. I forgot what it is. Oh
but
my God,
it's,
I'm so sorry.
But these, we can't. Backtrack, like if meron ng gumawa nun. Though kasi award shows lagi sa K-pop. It's always grand. It's always ganito, ganyan. But iba kasi yung ginawa ng BTS.
Iba yung ginawa ng BTS eh.
Na basta iba. Like talagang mukha silang mega crew. Ganun siya.
Yeah, like that really for me, sobrang as a performer din, nung time na yun, sobrang hangang-hanga ako. Na
girl,
parang,
totoo.
I remember watching it with you. I remember watching with Ashley, with Relio. Like, all my friends, na parang, I would watch it at least once a day na parang sobrang amazed na amazed ako. Tapos yung concept nila. And just like, bringing in all those dancers for that one performance. Parang ako,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It, and then,
it was mentioned nga by Hoshi when he was on Sushita.
Yeah. Yes, it was mentioned by
Hoshi. Yeah, that's where we got it from. Na parang, oh nga, sabi to ni Sunyoung na since ginawa yun ng BTS, other groups
also
started following suit.
Yeah. And it's so cool lang na parang because I always love mega crew performances.
Yes,
mega crew performances in not just K-pop, in like
in general, you know, dance in general.
Sobrang na-amaze lang talaga ako kasi all the thought and all the elements you have to and dynamics you have to put in,
mm-hmm,
just to, mm-hmm, get that out there. Sobrang galing. Kaya amazing. I'm so happy that they introduced that,
yeah,
to K-pop.
Yeah, and now, yeah, if you look at award shows now, sobrang rare na may group, yeah, na sila lang. It's, yeah, always...
And sobrang ano na siya. Nasa parang expectations na siya.
Oo, nasa expectations na na. Ay, walang mega crew. Oh, parang you're falling short.
Dance.
Parang ganon. So it's...
Walang mga backup dancers.
Walang backup dancers. Walang mega crew, ganon. So it's that's something that I'm so... Again, same with you, that I'm so happy that they help push. Kasi nga, ang galing rin eh. Napaka-solid lang rin.
I don't even know, like, whoever, like, their choreography team.
Mm.
Actually, ever since the beginning.
Ever since the beginning, they've always been known to go hard when it comes to their dances.
Yeah, dance.
So, yeah, all the more mas napakita yung when they introduced the mega crew. So, it was, yeah, super, super hats off to their whole team. And then, last but not the least, it's the Western... The whole Western thing. The infiltration of the Western market.
Infiltration!
The propagation of
the colonization.
Yeah, but we were there. K-pop groups have tried to go and enter the Western market. Some have been partly successful with it.
Yeah, to anyone, Big Bang.
Big Bang and, you know, other groups. SNSD have also been there. But you cannot deny that it was BTS who actually was like, you know, talagang naging successful, quote unquote, for lack of better word. It's when, kasi for me, I think it was because of Dope. And then yun nga, sumunod yung the storyline and all of that. They anchored on that and they flew to the States and I don't know. Parang their whole... I don't know how it started and all of that. But there are elements that I can pinpoint that help, you know, contribute to it.
Right.
So...
Right, yeah.
Yun. Like, for example, yun nga, ang dami kasi. So, from the very beginning kasi, malakas na sila sa social media. With that, nare-reach na nila yung American audiences. And they also collaborated. Again, it's not new, but then the style of dance kasi ng BTS during that time, it wasn't very K-pop-ish. It was a lot more dancey than K-pop. Nung time na yun, kasi ngayon parang lahat na magko-compete.
Yeah, lahat na.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
So, yun. So,
lahat may floor,
Yeah, kaya...
Floor work.
Feel ko, kaya ang dami rin dancers. Us, like for example, tayo, ang dami kong friends na napunta sa K-pop because they liked BTS's performance. So, I think it's also the same in the States. Like, BTS was very digestible. Hindi siya bago para sa kanila. Also, their style of music. And, hindi sila K-pop in your face K-pop. Parang, and all of that. And when they had some traction, they collaborated with Western artists, na very high profile Western artists, made music videos with Western artists, which wasn't commonly done. Like, there were collaborations in K-pop, but not as big to an extent as BTS's collaborations, like music videos and all of that, like Nicki Minaj, Halsey, Coldplay, you know, that helped push their Western influence even more. So, andami. Andami lang talaga. But, ikaw, Kate, what do you have to say about yun? Their Western.
Yung Western?
Yeah.
Well, ako kasi, I mean, hindi kasi talaga ako manood ng Western. ng Western talk shows and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes.
But, I do remember them being very welcomed
yes
sa Western
yeah.
ano
yeah
like I mean, welcome naman din yung iba. Pero, I mean, Western audience.
Yes.
Yung Western audience. Yes. Parang they were, yun nga, sabi mga digestible. That's such a weird term.
It's such a weird term, but...
It's a weird term, but it works. It's,
yes.
They were very appealing.
There you go.
To, yun, they were very appealing to the Western audience. And I feel like, not just Western audience, even the Western artists, like, they wouldn't have collabed with BTS if they didn't know that BTS was a good investment to begin with.
Tama.
Diba? Parang, so, I think it was like a two-way street na parang, okay, you're gonna, you're going to benefit off of our collab, we're gonna benefit off of our collab. So, yeah. And, I think it was just a series of good decision making.
I would agree. True.
And, good, I don't know if what marketing team or I don't know if like whoever team looks over that ano that part.
Yeah.
Like Hybe.
Sabi ko nga na
big hit pala.
Talagang they played their cards right. Like you gotta give it to them talaga eh. Na why from so many different attempts from of previous groups it wasn't as fruitful as how when BTS were the ones who did it. Like, what
What's was different? So special about them?
Diba? Like, what was different? What did they do and all of that? But, wala eh. You gotta give it to them.
We saw naman them, the boys were just like very true to themselves the whole time din naman. I feel like talaga it has something to do with like the makings behind. What I mean by it has something to do, yung pag talagang infiltrate.
Yes.
Kasi I saw that that BTS were just very much themselves the whole time. And I feel like, again,
that's
since they were very appealing then, their personalities
that's
and all like
true.
Their music. Yung marami ring na-play, yung part na na-play nung pag-push sa kanila nung behind people behind the scenes. I think that was really so...
Yeah.
I don't know if it was even, like, do you think na parang they really planned this? Sometimes, like, conspiracy theory.
Hindi ko nga rin alam. Kasi I feel like they were just making good decisions. Like they knew
like one good decision.
Like one good decision at a time. And kasi who would have thought from making Bangtan Bombs you'd be playing at the Grammys? Diba? Like you can't predict that. Like as a group. Like even in a management perspective. Like hindi mo yun maano. It's just one at a time. You're making good decisions. Of course, credit rin to the, of course, the boys rin, their talent, their, you know, their personalities. Of course, big role talaga yun pagdating sa success nila.
Very likable.
Yes. Very likable, relatable, and, you know, ang galing yung talent. You have RM, you have Yoongi, Hoseok, Jungkook, Jin, yung andami, ang galing. And then, you know, and then they follow that with making English versions para ma-strengthen pa.
Right,
and
yeah.
Yun. And also kasi I think they were the only ones brave enough like Western market. Kasi always the ano of K-pop was Korea, Japan, tapos States. So I think kita ko naman sa BTS, nag-try rin sila mag-Japan. But they, I think they saw more traction in the States and decided to go that route.
Right.
So that's another...
Tama ka dyan.
Diba?
That's something like you can... That's another food for thought na parang... Yeah.
Diba?
They actually did. I mean, I know they also went to Japan eh. Couple of times din. I know they also...
They also did. But talagang kita mo, they shifted their focus na to the Western market. Which I think companies previously were afraid to do because they're so familiar with just going the route of Asian first and then the West.
Right.
Diba? So that's another thing I think that BTS was able to shift in K-pop. Like, nakaya pala sa Western market rin maging successful. So,
yeah. Eh, sabi nga din ni Hoshi, diba? That's also like one of the things that...
Yeah.
Sabi rin ni Hoshi sa Suchita na parang you... They opened the doors.
They did. They did.
For Western. For K-pop to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, aside from that, I'm sure BTS was able to popularize a lot more things. But those are like top of mind that we actually saw happen before our very own eyes.
Yes.
And, you know, kaya looking back, So parang, oh my gosh, these are the things that they started and people are still doing it now.
Yeah.
Diba?
Hanggang ngayon na-amaze pa na ako, like Mega Crew, OMG.
Like the impact that...
As a Mega Crew dance performance enjoyer.
Yeah, that they're Sobra. Able to, you know, influence. Diba? Parang nakaka... It's just amazing to me how one group is able to change so much and influence so much. Or like change the tide of a whole industry. Literally.
Yeah. Grabe.
And grabe. Kaya all the success that they have now, it's all deserved talaga.
Like, for me, deserved. Like, yeah.
Whether hater ka or you like BTS or not, you gotta give credit to them talaga.
Yeah, and you have to really acknowledge, recognize the fact that they did something.
They did something. And you cannot tell them that they were spoon-fed. Because they literally worked for it.
They
worked for it. What you're seeing now is years, literally 10 years.
10 years.
A decade worth of hard work.
Hard work.
And, you know, all of that. And kaya, say what you want about BTS, but talagang, they deserve it. And
they deserve where they are.
They deserve where they are right now. They worked hard for it. And, you know, just wishing them all the best, honestly, because, you know, I'm sure fans are worried, but I wouldn't be. With the military era upon them.
Military era. It's okay. It's military okay. Wives. It's all right. This episode.
Yes. It's okay. Gonna be. It's gonna be great.
As military wives. Tama. Ourselves.
Tama. Tama. Yeah. It's a good. It's a good time actually for the boys to, you know, venture on their own and.
Yeah, and see what they can do.
Yes.
So they so have true. So like they already. Like, the fans know that they can all do really well on their own. So, it's up to them now.
And I really think the trends, or like, the trends that they'll start won't stop. Like, I feel like they're gonna keep on making newer trends, newer, you know, as the years go by, even if they're, like, not working together, like, officially as a group. Yeah. So, yeah. Ayun siya. Okay, just to close this. Congrats, BTS. Happy anniversary.
Congrats.
Happy 10 years. Oh, wait.
And congrats, armies.
Congrats.
New armies and old armies.
Yes, new armies, old armies. We hope that this will be like a very, you know, nice time for you guys to just remember and go back to why did you really stand BTS in the first place and why you're still here.
And their humble beginnings.
And their humble beginnings. And just remember that, you know, where they are now, it came from years of, you know, hard work and yeah, all of that. But yes, congratulations. Happy anniversary,
proud of you
BTS.
Guys.
Happy anniversary, armies. And we wish you guys nothing but the best in the future. Thank you so much, Kate, for joining me in this episode.
Thank you, Chelle, for hosting our episode for today.
Yes. And if you're still here, thank you so much for staying this long. And since you're already here, please rate and review the podcast. I'm sure you liked it. Come on. Follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at STSWildPH on Twitter. You can email us at spillthesoju@gmail.com. All the fun stuff's there. You can also follow us on our Telegram group chat. Join us in our Telegram group chat. Everything's linked down below. That's it for this episode. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.